welcome home. Sorry, I let myself in. Hope that's okay. I was supposed to get together with your sister today. Or at least I thought it was today. I don't know. I think maybe I got my days mixed up or something. Anyway, I went to your room to see if you were there because you're always fun to hang out with, but you weren't home yet either. But as you can see, I found your computer. You just kind of left it sitting on your desk. And from all the pop-ups you had on it, I knew you were having trouble. No, don't worry. Those porn pop-ups are a sure sign of a virus. I am not blaming you for that. In fact, I took care of them. You know I can't resist a challenge where computers are concerned. I got rid of about 57 viruses you had, including some rootkits. And then I installed about a year's worth of critical updates, and after that, my favorite antivirus software. Or is it antivirus? Antivirus. Anyway, you should be good now. especially after I deleted all of that incest porn that you collected. No, the incest porn was not from the viruses. It's downloading that stuff that got you the viruses in the first place. The viruses create the pop-ups that are incredibly obvious. What it doesn't do is create 50 gigs of incest porn. Even if it would have, it would not have buried it 20 folders deep in your downloads folder. Now, this puts me in a difficult position. I'm best friends with your sister. But I'm also your best friend. And if it weren't for your sister, you'd probably be my best friend. So, I don't really want to tell on you and get you in trouble. On the other hand, I can't really ignore the fact that you're lusting after my best friend and your little sister. I know the two of you haven't done anything. I'm good enough friends with both of you to know that you're both virgins. If you weren't, maybe you'd keep that secret from me, but your sister couldn't. Especially since I know she is so totally not into incest. It kind of came up during a Game of Thrones discussion one day. So the problem is that just like you are horrible with computers, your little sister is horrible with boys. Oh, she likes them. She just doesn't know how to interact with them, despite how much I have tried to help her. I can't rule out the possibility that, under the right circumstances, you could actually be charming or persuasive enough to get her to do something really gross. I really just need to set her up with a guy so that she's not quite so vulnerable. But I guess you're kind of vulnerable, too. You've never had sex, so it's easy for you to get these weird ideas about it and what's okay and what's just plain messed up. If I can set you up with a girl, even if it's just to lose your virginity, I think that would put you back on track to less perverted stuff. Except you're not much better with girls than your sister is with boys. The only girls you can interact with halfway normally is your sister and me. Obviously, your sister is way out of the equation. At least, I'm trying desperately to keep it that way. So, basically, that leaves it up to me to have sex with you. Now, I'm not wild about the idea, but I'm even less wild about letting you and your sister maybe have incest or whatever, and you just secretly perving on her. If I do this, I help my two best friends at the same time. Not that I'm doing myself any favors. But this isn't about me. It's about making sure it's not about you and your sister. Well, do you want to do me down here in the living room or up in your bedroom? Down here is too exposed. Ah, but your bedroom is so gross. Let's use your sister's bed. No, it is not weird. I mean, yes, it is because of your unhealthy interest in your sister, but it's still the best place to have sex. So, here, take my hand, follow me upstairs, and let's get this over with. We are going up to your sister's room to fuck in her bed, and you're gonna have such an awesome time with me that you'll never think about incest again. Here, see? Nice and clean. There aren't clothes lying all over the place, like in your room. I guess that's about to change now, though. Help me with this dress. Oh, come on. You followed me up here. So, you were okay with the screwing me part earlier. Don't chicken out now. This is for your own good, and your sister's. Let me just turn around so you can unbutton the back of this dress. damn it, did you just pop a button off? Ugh, you are so gonna owe me after this. Although I suppose the button is the last thing I should worry about. Okay, slip the dress down over my shoulders and just let it fall to the floor right here. Unfasten my bra next. And try not to mess that up too badly. If it's any motivation, the faster you get this done, the sooner you get to see my tits. And the sooner you get to have sex with me. There. Just throw the bra wherever, and then you can... Hey! I didn't say you could just put your hands on my breasts like that. Or squeeze them as you pull my body back against yours. I have half a mind to call this stupid sex thing off. Except I guess your sister is depending on me, even if she doesn't know it. Whoa. Is that your cock pressing against my butt? I guess it has to be. That better be because of me and not in any way related to your sister. Let me grind against it a little. If it responds, then it must be because of me. Oh yeah, that part is definitely because of me. Maybe your little sister wasn't the only girl you lusted after. You wanted to get into my panties too. Huh. That was not an invitation to slide your hand into them or to touch my pussy. You're gonna stretch my panties or tear them, so let me pull them down. Oh, God, stop kissing my neck and definitely watch what you're doing with your fingers. Unless you want to take my virginity with something other than your cock. I'm better with boys than your sister is, but not that much better, I guess. Or maybe I was just waiting for the right boy to come along. But not you, definitely not you. Don't make me laugh. I'm throwing away my virginity for my best friend. Here, let me tear myself away from you before you get too crazy. I'll take a step or two away from you and then turn around. Here. Now you can see my breasts and my pussy. You can watch all you want, as long as you take off your clothes. This must be like one of your sick fantasies about your sister. I guess I look a little like her, and we're in her room. Now I'm naked in front of you, and you're getting naked too. But don't you dare think of your little sister right now. Except, maybe that's exactly what you should be doing. A little bit of role play might be exactly what you need to get this incest thing out of your system and keep you out of your sister. So, if you want to pretend I'm your sister, I guess I'm okay with it. I can even play along, as disgusting as that is. You're naked now, big brother, and your cock is so big and hard. Thank God I don't have a brother of my own, or I could never face him again after saying that. But I don't. I guess that makes this a little easier. Now, let's go over to your sister's, to my bed, and then we can have sex. Have incest. I'll just lie on top of the covers, all flat on my back with my legs spread. Just a little sister lying in her bed and waiting for her brother to get on top of her. Careful, mind my stomach and my leg. Ow! And the hair! You are such a klutz. I am beginning to think I shouldn't have worried about you and your sister doing it. The difficulty level of sex is probably outside of your capabilities. But I can't take that chance. And you did manage to get on top of me. And get your cock at least in the vicinity of my pussy, so put it in me, big brother. Make love to your little sister and teach her all about sex. Yeah, not there. Are you even looking? Here, let me help. I just need to grab it and guide it into place. I've got like 10 seconds of cock experience, but I'm already better at handling it than you are after 20 years. Now put it in me. Put it in your little sister. Not literally, that would be bad. But put it into your female friend who is just pretending to be your little sister, you know, to help cure you of the incest thing. Am I over-explaining this? I feel like I might be... Oh, it's starting to go in. Hooray, I guess. One last thing, Big Brother. Be gentle with your little sister. She's a virgin. That was gentle-ish, I guess. And now you're in me. Oh, fuck, this was a stupid idea. Go ahead, keep fucking me anyway. Your little sister wants you to keep making love to her. You're really getting off on this incest roleplay, aren't you? Or is it my pussy? Either way, enjoy it while you can. You're never having actual incest. And you're never having my pussy again. So make sure you enjoy it. Because one of us really should, I guess. And it's not gonna be me. At least I don't think so. I shouldn't, should I? Although, the idea of your little sister getting off to you screwing her might be key to your sick little fantasy. So, I guess I just have to humiliate myself even more and try to enjoy it. If that's even possible. I mean, it's so gross. It's so gross. This is so gross, just actually doing it with you, let alone pretending to be your little sister while we do it. I've never, ever thought of you sexually, and I'm even less likely to now. But I have to lie here and feel your cock slide in and out of me. Feel your lips at my neck again, or your hands on my breasts. And in return, I have to put my arms around you and wrap my legs around you. And then I have to say the words, fuck your little sister. Fuck her tight little pussy with your big cock. Like a good brother, teaching me all about sex and orgasms. Fuck me harder, please. Please fuck your little sister as hard as you can. Come in me, big brother. Fill my pussy up with your... Come inside me, okay? I'm gonna come too when you come, okay, big brother? Okay, come. Oh God. Oh, what did we just do? It's a good thing I stepped in for your sister. You filled me up with so much cum. She's not on birth control, but I'm safe. So safe. In your arms. In my big brother's arms. That was just more roleplay, in case you couldn't tell. For your benefit, and not mine. Just like the sex. And the orgasm. So, now are you cured of this incest fetish of yours? I hope so, because if you say you are, then we never have to have sex again. But if you say no, I mean, then it means we have to keep having sex until you are, and I have to keep pretending to be your little sister when we do it. So I really hope you're gonna tell me you're cured. You aren't. Great. We'll just have to keep doing it then. Secretly, of course, but always in her bed, and maybe when I'm wearing some of her clothes. But you need to tell me the moment you're over your perverted desire for your sister's body, okay? Because that's the moment we stop having sex. I hope you're less stubborn with your incest fetish than you are with other things, though. Otherwise, we could be stuck having sex for months. Day after day. Maybe night after night. But I'd do it just to save my friend from your incest fetish. But, you know, while we're on the subject of fetishes, if you happen to have a pregnancy fetish I need to save her from too, well, I'm sure we could work something out. In fact, why don't you just tell me all of your most perverted fantasies? I guess I'll just have to fulfill them all, won't I?